we tell people basically to be aware of transitions in conversation. You're going to have casual conversations as you go through your day. Every day you're going to say, you know, how are you doing? What's going on? What's up? You know, we have lots of different ways that we do this, and they vary depending on culture, but they're very casual. They're not meaningful at all. But many times they open the door to the next level of conversation, and that's meaningful conversation, where you sit there and you say, you know, how's it going today? And for once, the answer is a little different beyond, oh, it's okay. They go, well, you know, I think I might be laid off today, or my mother-in-law is sick and I'm really having a rough day. And they jump into that because they've seen you and you've developed a rapport with them, even though it may be in small 2-minute increments over a long period of time. And then your response to that, you know, is asking questions, listening to them, it deepens the relationship. And you might sit there and say, you know, how do I open the door that if they want to go spiritual, that they can? And so that's the next form of conversation, is a spiritual conversation. So I might sit there and say, you know, that sounds really rough. Is, you know, I know we don't know each other very well, but do you think that there's anything I can offer in my faith journey is to be praying for you? And I would love to do that. And we'll see, because I believe God answers prayers. And so, you know, I'll do that. I'll check in with you tomorrow. We'll see what God does. And so you've taken it now to spiritual. And that way, if this person is spiritually seeking, if God has brought them to that point of being ready to encounter him through his word, then you've now revealed that you're a safe place to have those conversations. So they might come back to you and they say, you know, I don't really believe in prayer, but, you know, the prayer that you did for me seems to have worked. Who is this God that would answer prayers? Or what do you mean God would listen to your prayers? And you sit there and you say, you know, I think there's a great story in the Bible that indicates, you know, who God is, that he would listen to our prayers. And you could pick one of any number of the parables from the New Testament that you would sit there and give to them and say, here's just a story, and read it, and I think it'll show you a little bit about God and who he is and why he listens to us. And I'll talk to you about it later if you want to, and if you don't, then that's fine. And you walk on, and you allow them then to pursue more if that's what they need, if that's what they want, because you got to trust that the Holy Spirit will do the work when you're not there in their heart, that will make them more hungry for more and be able to lean into it.